what the men tell us, right, and tell all the girls watching, what would you like to see from a girl to indicate that they are interested in you?
Consent form.
Consent form.
For my parents to sign, yeah. Because there are girls that I just, what's the nice word to say? Oh, right? Like, so they do these things to just get validation from as much men as possible, so they do it to everyone.
That's called, hey, who tell them our secret?
Pregnant?
So yeah, sugar mommies, sugar daddies, wherever you wanna. Welcome back to the Liquor Card Show, the world's number podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today we are at Yoasobi by Kenpai. Hey! Now, we still have a lot of food to finish up. But before that, if you're wondering why we sound so bloody good, it's because we recently got supported by Audio Technica, City Music, and Zoom and Samson. Over here.
Shout out!
Daniel is very, very happy about the gear because he finally has
my life easier. You know who the fuck there's audio post-production for his shit show? Me!
Daniel City Music. Yeah, shout out to Daniel City Music also.
So thanks City Music, now I got a lot less to do.
Okay.
Thank you City Music. Now, okay, speaking of City Music, right? This is a horrible transition. But speaking of transition, how do you transition out of the friend zone? Still got it, guys.
That was so smooth.
Now, for the friend zone, right, before we start, right, I just want to ask a very, very, just a touch-based question. How many guys do you have in the friend zone, Valerie?
How many guys do I have in the friend zone?
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts about the friend zone in general, but how do you...
No, give me a range, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 25.
Guys in the friend zone, meaning that they want to hit, but I'm not letting them.
Yeah, you're not letting them. You're like, no, you're such a good friend, but you still touch your arm, then you still flex.
I would say zero. I don't think I have any guys that are hovering around me trying to hit. I think they are really just my friends.
Mm.
Like, a lot of them are also gay, so...
That means you...
Okay,
like,
okay,
you
that's...
Say,
that's
that means like you say like... Fuck, then they will say no.
I wouldn't ask a friend that. Unless we want to experiment.
It's like if you ask them...
You want good time? Why did I say that?
But how would I know the answer to that? Like, because I've never asked. I always assume that they are my friends.
There's a vibe.
Yeah, okay.
What's the vibe? Should we experiment?
Do
I call
have
one
sex
now.
With friends? What?
There's a vibe that, like,
what's the
people
vibe?
In the friend zone will get off.
Okay.
That if, like, the opportunity...
The incel energy.
Yeah, the opportunity came up, right?
What is incel energy?
You know? Y'all know incel?
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like... That one's 100% yes. Cause right. That's the anything that moves.
Right.
So, but it's a... This one's a different. This one's like... A friend like, you know, there was some vibes here and there. There was like... It was like a maybe situation at some point. Then like you both have thought of it, but then both arrived at the answer no. Or one person arrived at the answer no.
Right.
But if the opportunity came up, right...
The hand is already on the belt. Ready to take off. For your vagina.
so violent. Okay. Kate, how many guys do you have in the friend zone? And give us a range.
I don't think I have any guys in the friend zone either.
What? Shortest episode ever.
Okay, you know what? What about we flip the questions onto the guys? Like, many of you have been in the friend zone? Or are in the friend zone? Okay, in the friend zone right now? It's a good question for the guys.
I mean, at least one friend zone. Right. I mean, do y'all still talk to just one
person? As in, you want to go out with her, you want to ask her out on your first date to McDonald's to order the double McSpicy or the double Angus burger?
Firstly, presumptuous because I do not do that, but okay.
Yeah, we just had sex, dude. Fuck.
Okay. So you're currently not in the friend zone, or like you are in the friend zone?
No,
at the
moment? I feel like I am in the friend zone with a few people that I may have an interest in, but they have no interest in me. But I'm not the. I'm simping for them. Anytime they say yes, right, I'll be down to that kind of.
Is you
friend
would
zone.
La. It's like you would.
No, I would say that maybe the. Yes, I would date them given the chance.
That is a friend zone? I don't know if that's
friend zone.
That's
friend zone.
But they're not interested in you, right?
Yeah.
It's
more than one at the same time.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
I think that's
that
common.
Also.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it'll be quite common.
Like, you have feelings for more than one girl at the same time.
As in, you are
like
attracted
potential,
to more than one.
Yeah.
Or like potential interest. Like
potential interest.
Yeah. We're just moving
with
the
time. Do they know?
You're already friends, right? Then you're already, there's a certain level of vibes already.
Yes.
So then there's always a question like, hey, if this could be more, right? Then this could be a great thing. Like, cause you, like, you know,
oh my gosh, I never date my friends.
The ideal situation, right?
Why?
Is that you have someone who is like your everything all in one, right?
Yeah.
So like your best friend and your lover, like in one, right? Best situation.
Yes. And
so
you
like
see
you already
no one
have
else.
You already have like half the battle won, right? Cause you're already good friends, right?
Mm.
Then if you think like, wow, if we could also introduce this aspect to our relationship.
That's very logical. I see.
This could be like a lifelong kind of thing. Like exactly. If you're looking for the long term, then that's already like the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, that's totally logical. Yeah. But like, I don't know why. I've just never thought like, okay, yeah, I'm going to date my friend now.
But it's rare in life in general to find two people who like each other mutually to have a relationship.
Like best friends and then like, hey, yeah, want to get married.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing.
Don't you guys have girls who are in the friend zone? Like, you friend zone them?
Of course.
So how many?
I can't give you a number.
Why not?
Because I've never
counted. You asked us for a number. You said guys understand things in numbers. We wrote the clip where they said men only understand things in numbers.
No, but to be fair, he was the one that asked the numbers. So.
No, I also asked the numbers.
Okay, fine.
How many girls in your friend zone?
That one, I don't know. You can ask, if how many girls have friend zoned me, then there's a number that I could possibly give.
Okay, so answer that question.
Now zero.
Right. If I were to give a number for the people I friend zone, I give range lah. Right. Maybe like at least 10.
Whoa. 10 girls are into you, and you're just friend zone.
Wait. Like back when I was in school or something, I confirm around there.
I have to preface that it's not about whether they're into me, because I do not have to know whether they're into me to put them in my friend zone.
Huh?
Does that make sense?
But then they are just your friends,
which means I will never date them.
Then how do you know you're a friend zone if you haven't tried?
Yeah, okay, that's your friend.
Then even more, the answer will be like zero, because I don't know why.
Friend zone means that they express interest in you, but you don't want them. So you're like, let's be friends.
Then zero.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
No, okay, guys, we need to explain the topic before we even talk about the topic.
But how do girls express their interest in guys?
I touch their hand. I do this.
Yeah,
I'm lost.
Touch flex.
Touch flex.
Yeah, touch flex.
I look at them like this.
How? You show me? I want to try.
If I like a guy, there's no way a guy won't know if you like them.
I don't know, bro.
You think so.
You underestimate how stupid guys are.
We are quite dense.
I think all it does take is a look, and you know, you sort of understand, right?
No.
Oh my gosh, this is why. Okay, this is why the friend zone exists, because being communicated properly that you're interested in them.
You can tell us, right, that you like us, right, and we'll still be ha ha ha.
Right.
For real?
It's like, bro.
If I ask you out, is that not indication?
Ask me out as in like, what, bro, you want to go hang out?
You want to go on a date?
Do you want to go on a date, right?
Yeah. But you say the word date.
Then it will make us think a little bit, but then we'll be like, what kind of date? Like,
what do you mean? Play, right? What are you thinking?
Oh my god. So we have to literally spell it out for you before you understand
that
we
think I was quite direct.
No, because we are great communicators. So we want it to be given to us the way that is, you know, clear.
Okay, how would you expect it? Like, how would you expect us to tell you that we like you so you confirm that we like you?
Romantic feelings are being presented to you right now.
Hey.
Must have keywords like cutie or something.
I think need PDF, you know, then can sign.
Classic.
If I call a guy handsome, if I say, wow, you look so handsome.
Thank you.
But what if I say, hey handsome, that sounds like a joke, that totally sounds like a joke, giving nasi padang auntie, that one, hey sayang, you want the sotong, yes.
Yes, auntie.
Then I'll become $11.
I can see you on Burger Day.
If I'm always trying to find a way to stand beside you or go or change my route to go the same way as you, I keep saying that you're handsome.
I feel like you're handsome is such a direct way to say it. Like,
that's how I'm being direct, because they're not going to understand it indirectly. What?
Right. That makes total sense. Yeah, guys.
No, but okay, there are also girls, right? Like, I'm not saying yourself. Like, I'm saying, like, in my experience, there are girls that are just... what's the nice word to say? Hoes, right? Like, so they do these things to just get validation from as much men as possible. So they do it to everyone. So they're like fishing but throwing back. Fishing and throwing back. Oh. Say hi, handsome. Then
they're
another
person.
Hi,
they're
handsome. So they're now like, wow, two people.
So the onus is on you to also go find out. If the girl give you a hint, you also need to put in. You cannot be so passive and sit there and not investigate. If you want the girl, then you also have to find out.
Wow, so complicated.
Okay. How is it complicated?
But need to investigate all.
Yeah, here's the thing though. Girls also do a very, very unproductive thing, which is like, they try to see whether they Okay, so girls will do this where they try and test whether you like them back by telling you about their experiences with other guys. Like, hey, this guy is hitting me up whenever.
You know what that's called?
Hey, who tell them our secret?
You know what that's called? That's actually called a bid for affection.
It's called mental and emotional manipulation.
You crazy ass bitch.
Hold up. Okay, in our defense, okay, I'll speak for the girlies now.
Okay.
If you reject us, right, and you go and brag to all your bros about it, it is like extremely devastating. It's like way more embarrassing than if a guy got rejected normally. Because a guy would be like bragging to be like, oh, I rejected this girl.
Yes,
yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Guys have to learn how to be okay with rejection.
Don't girls get rejected too?
Yes, but you're saying like if a girl gets rejected, their fear of rejection is like stronger.
Yeah, to ask you, right, girls get rejected a lot less. Right?
Exactly.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that girls get rejected a lot less?
Because usually it's the guy who has to be the one who's more forward in a lot of the situations.
Exactly.
Like the oldest, like, is on the men to like indicate their interest or to set something up and not be the passive one.
I thought you were going to say that men think with their dick.
I mean, okay, there is a point there because it's almost like, okay.
No, because some guy actually told me that, yeah. Because like, we think with our dick, it's easier. We would like.
Is it Clement?
On board.
Is the guy Clement? Or was it the guy that put Clement's hand on his dick? Because, you know, it's all starting to make sense now.
I was going to say, that actually makes a lot of sense that we have to be so obvious, right? It's because, for example, when a girl is turned on, you don't know one. But when a guy is turned on, it's visually like,
you see, directions. Yeah. 2D, there's a house. We need 4D, right? 4D.
Okay. Why not the men tell us, right, and tell all the girls watching, what would you like to see from a girl to indicate that they are interested in you?
Consent form. For my parents to sign, yeah.
Formal document.
Nakedness is a good indication.
So, okay. Something like being, like realistic lah.
Okay.
Something practical so that people can try.
I'm taking notes though.
I think just honest admission of your feelings.
Just now she already said, hi handsome, I like you.
Like I said,
it's
right?
So innocent.
That is the same level as nasi padang auntie. I want to be flirted more than the nasi padang auntie.
Okay. What's up, big daddy?
I like this idea. Like, I like to be flirted with more. What is your idea of like ideal flirting situation?
How is, hi handsome, I want to go on a date with you, not flirtatious.
That is fair.
Like 1000% flirtatious.
I'll give it to you that the I want to go on a date with you is in fact, right, I think the best way to ask someone out and also express your interest. Them safe, them to the point. If anyone else don't understand that, then that person need to work on themselves.
Okay, if a girl says, I want to go on a date with you, what would your perception be of that girl?
What would your reaction be?
That they're interested lah. So like, if I'm interested...
But would you be like, okay,
especially
now
you're
I'm
not
interested.
Expecting it. Like, you're not expecting like,
or
maybe
like
she's not giving you vibes.
I prefer to ask her.
So maybe I'll reply like, is it like a date, or are you just saying
is
date?
Is it like a date?
Yeah.
do you like me?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's something innocent and direct about that.
But who will ask you to go on a date if it's just like, hey, you want to eat mama's food?
No, you never know. Like, for example, right, sometimes you go to a tattoo artist, then the tattoo artist say, oh my God, dear. Oh my God, darling.
That's different.
That's totally artist. Different.
You don't know.
Specific example. Yeah,
I think tone, right, and context is super important.
Yeah, but sometimes it cannot be communicated.
Oh my God, but boys are so oblivious to that. Tone and context.
Honestly, right, like, I would just play along and be like, oh yeah, sure.
He asked me,
how's next week?
I thought may be thinking she's prompting me to be sassy with her for fun.
Let's go.
I thought just matching vibes.
Oh my God, yeah. They're D-Lulu also.
Yeah, and that's why the is a date becomes important.
Then what if I say, yeah, Abu Den,
then I won't dress in my Sailor Moon costume. I will dress nicer lah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so basically, if you want to ask guys on a date, ladies, you have to say, do you want to go on a date?
It's not enough to simply say, hey, handsome, you want to go on a date.
You must let us ask. Must let us clarify.
Yeah, because that's what my brother said. My brother said a guy that wants to get to know a girl will have to make the first move.
Correct.
And then the girl who gets asked by a guy will know that the guy is interested in them.
Yeah, but like I think that goes both ways, right? I think the reason
why... Does it?
Yeah, it does. Because like, you know the reason we brought up earlier about how we feel that guys are rejected more, right? I think it's not big. I think both genders are rejected equally. The only reason why it feels that way is because guys ask more.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, you know? That makes total sense, yeah.
Yeah. And I think if it's done the same way, then the ladies ask them out, like, would you want to go on a date? Then like, once it becomes more normalized, then we don't need to think whether we need to be sassy or not, lah.
I think if you ever want to do this, like, a quick experiment with your friends, right? Just to
show
see
them
just to see Yes, but also
right,
if you want to just see like the reality of like dating in Singapore, like on using like platforms, right? Just swap accounts for like fucking for 24 hours.
Brilliant.
And it will show you the entire fucking world. As an average looking man in Singapore, you will get 2 fucking matches. And as a woman, you get 200 matches in that same period of time.
Okay, so another guy friend of mine has actually told me that this is true.
So if you want, if you just need that ego boost, or you need to be taken down a notch, right?
Just AI gender swap, right?
Yeah. legit.
But I would think that those the numbers are inflated for women, but I don't think it's a better thing because oftentimes it's not like quality matches. It's just guys like because they know that it's the odds are harder for guys, so they just swipe right on most of the girls. So it may not be like they are serious or mindful about.
Not really.
You.
Yeah.
Maybe not all guys.
Not all guys. Everything is like prefaced by not all guys.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it's funny that now back to the friend zone part, right? You said just now where we should probably establish what we think a friend zone is. So maybe you want to start by saying, what do you think a friend zone is? Like we set the basis first.
I always thought that the friend zone was like, oh, this is the zone where friends lie and then now you are in it.
Mm. Yeah. That's
what
I thought too.
Some people sit on the line. And then, oh, sorry, you're in the zone now. And that means I will never date you. And okay, honestly, it just popped into my mind. But I would friend zone someone if I develop an ick.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're not nasty people. It's just like something that does not vibe with what I like as a person. Then, ew.
No more attraction.
Yeah, it's gone. You're now in the friend zone. Like, I don't dislike you. It's just like,
so
I can
never
date you.
So you can still be friends with a fella. But they're expressing interest, is it?
Yeah, but I think I'll make it very clear that I can't. You know, no, that I can't be with them.
How do you make it clear to a friend that say, "Hey, I don't like you. I only like you as a friend." You say that, or do you like what is like the subtle things? Because
I think we understand girls not liking us more than girls liking us.
Mm. Like, we assume by default girls don't like us.
It's easier for us to understand and accept that. No, if you just say like, if the flirty vibes, you just be like ask to clarify, right? And you say no, right? Then we'll say, okay, fair enough. But you direct with us and say, "Hey, and someone go on date, right?" We're still confused.
That's so confusing. And you say girls are confusing. You guys are super confusing.
Because you confuse us. Yes.
No. Wait. So you have this statement, right? But then there's also someone who told me that, and he's a guy, right? He's like, whenever the girls are nice to me, I immediately fall for them. And apparently this is like
because
a thing.
Have you not like heard the way guys talk to each other? We are assholes to each other.
Also then when someone be nice to you,
exactly.
Then like
it is
suddenly
such
you're
a
like,
nice
oh, they
such
like
a rare
me.
Occurrence.
It's
you're
a taste breaker.
Like,
what? Hey, handsome.
Yeah, like
even just now we say that for the first time, right? Already like,
who?
What is this? Why is this nice person? Why is this nice speak?
How do you say that? You know how guys say hi to each other? Salaf.
Good. Oh. It just sounds like
guys
are very
vulnerable.
Yeah.
I tap balls.
That's
Huh? Sorry?
You can say that again.
Oh, I said that it sounds like guys just aren't very vulnerable with each other, right?
Yes.
Maybe guys
should start calling each other handsome more often.
Yeah. Hi, handsome.
Actually, we do. I think I do.
I mean, you already touch each other's mouths, right?
It's all mixed effort, right? It's all mixed effort, right? Bro, the boys will hype him up.
Okay, let's do an exercise. Y'all compliment each other right now.
Hey, okay, bro, I like your glasses, bro.
Clem and then.
Hey, thanks, bro. Likewise, those are nice frame.
Oh, serious? I didn't notice I was wearing glasses, dude. Dude, I got lost in your eyes, bro.
It just escalates into a dumb joke.
F you all. Okay, never lah.
Okay, I'll give you an example, right? Like, hey, let's say like someone's like getting married or like we go out and someone's like suited up and like looking like proper like dapper. Mm. Right? Wait, bro. King shit, bro.
How far do you go when you compliment your boys, when you hype up your boys?
How far? What do you mean
if
by
that? If you don't sound gay, you're not doing enough.
Yeah, because I would go as like, yo, dude, I would smash, dude. I'm like,
yeah, maybe it's just
now.
Him, honestly. Like,
a little bit too far.
I've spoken like, to you for 2 hours.
Usually
like,
I'm a top,
but
now I'm a bottom, bro. Like, bro.
No,
but then the fella feel good about his Uniqlo
like,
t-shirt, man.
When they post a nice photo, right, then you must hype them up in the comments. You must see like the most.
Oh, no, guys don't do that. That's a girl's thing.
It's a girl's thing,
right?
Gorge.
I comment with the curiosity of 1,000 men in their comment section. I'd be like, mommy, step on me. Yummy. Fire emoji, peach.
Yeah.
That's how I'm a real friend.
That's how we do it, lah. Okay, so back to like the whole friend zone.
Yes.
John, I just want to ask, right, because I have a very strong feeling.
Yeah.
Have you been in the friend zone before and then not got out of it before?
I mean, I have. I would say that this is quite a prevailing experience for most men. Mm-hmm. And I think thanks for defining the friend zone, because my impression of it was that like it was someone that was just your friend, you know, and then the person that you find no attraction in. So all your friends are in the friend zone, just that they happen to be of the preferred gender. That's what I thought, but like there seems to be some form of one-sided affection, right? So I've definitely been in a friend zone. I think when I was younger in like school, you know, with the proximity and with you discovering yourself, and then you see like, wow, you know, this classmate of mine, pretty attractive, and then after that you
weren't
like
you from
that.
All boys school?
No, after that. Oh. Good catch.
I'm just like, yeah, I don't know about so that.
The post-puberty years.
Okay. Yes. So, chicks around Largo.
Yeah. So you discover them and then you like have affection for them and then you're attracted, but then they don't like you back. Then of course you have the experience, right? And then like once in a while you confess to people and then people reject you. That's also considered being part of friends. So especially if these people are friends first. Mm. So yeah, 100%.
Can you think people can stay friends? Like, could you? Because I feel like being in a friend zone is not the same as being friends, like genuine platonic friends with a person.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Yeah. So how do people do that? Like, if they are in the friend zone, but then they still like, you know, go do platonic shit together. I don't. Okay, how about this? Let's say you guys are all attached, right?
Yes.
And then your partner has someone that is in her life that's in the friend zone. Mm. Right? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, they have good boundaries.
In the friend zone, right? Not just friends, right?
Sorry, I think we need to speak.
In the friend zone, not just friends, right?
Yeah, isn't like they're so he got expressed interest before.
Like you know he's waiting in the wings.
No. Okay, so he expressed... Okay, I paint out the scenario. They expressed interest before, friend zone. But then they maybe say...
Who friend zone who?
Your partner. Oh, no. So your boyfriend.
Yeah, your partner friend zone.
Friend zone this chick. Okay?
Yeah.
Then they're still friends because like same clique lah. For example, a school or work group. Would you be okay or would you like kind of...
Is she cute?
She fucking hot, bro.
Nope.
Fucking hot. Gorge.
Nope.
Fucking hot.
Move to another country.
Really? really? Hey, but is that... Kidding. That's the equivalent of you asking for like your partner to have like no friends because...
I'm kidding. Mm. So as long as there are good boundaries, like it's about me and my partner, right?
Yeah.
If I have trust with me and my partner, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You can have 1,000 hot bitches, it does not matter because I trust you and I know you're for me.
Okay,
you're not
I don't know about that though, because there's a difference between how much you trust your partner and how you can kind of be consumed by your own insecurities.
Okay, but like if he's going to go with her anyway, right, then
Kima. Right.
What?
Yeah.
Good reasons.
What do you mean?
If he's just gonna like jump ship when she touch Pina, then...
Yeah, you can't stop someone from cheating on you. If they're gonna cheat on you, they're gonna cheat on you. So just do it so I know.
Get it.
I'm not gonna make it hard for you to cheat. Like just because if you're gonna cheat,
that's called
do
fluffing.
It.
Yeah,
that's called
I make
what?
It hard first then you can cheat. I like that we both got that.
Can be with it again. Jaden!
How do you guys... what was the second question that I asked
her? The second question was about whether it's better to become like friends first or like date and then become friends for a relationship.
I think there's no right way, but my preference is to be friends first because right, I want my partner to be someone who is my best friend too. And if I don't even like you like as a friend I'm hanging out with, why would I want you to be my partner?
No, but how do you know what kind of friend they are if they had intentions which are now proven because they are now dating?
But that's quite eager. That's like jumping the gun. Like we should be friends first and then the intentions should develop naturally because we have been friends and we like each other, we vibe.
So I feel like that's a sound logic actually.
Yeah.
But I think the opposite.
I think it's over romanticized. like it's a I think that yes, it is nice if that happens, right? But honestly, right, it's such like a small percent of time that it is. Like,
okay,
but my logic is that I don't want to become romantically involved with my friends because they are my ride or dies. I want to be romantically involved with someone else and then have my friends to go to and I have to talk about things.
So only ride or die, no right and die.
Huh?
Sick, dude.
Okay.
That was a
I also think it's super important that they see your intrinsic value as a person, which... Why are y'all giving me that look? It's not unreasonable. Like, they have to see your intrinsic value as a person. And that's why they want to be your friend. And not like, oh, because you're not serving me like romantically or you're not serving me sexually. And hence, right, you have no more intrinsic value. Get out of my face. Like, you know, when if you don't like them back and then they just disappear, you're like, oh, so you never really saw me as a person.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that's why you are of the belief that like friends first.
So if you're friends with me and then we develop feelings, that's how I know that, oh, you do love me. You do like me. you do see I have all these traits and you have fallen in love with me.
Fair.
And not like I can get some booty from her.
No, it could just very well just be like this intention from the day one. It's just like, hey, this is an interesting person. I want to find out more and maybe I can date her. It's never, it's just because like, okay, here's why. Is that I've heard so many stories, right, where like a female has a male friend after years end up
suddenly, I'm sure it's not your own story.
Suddenly, the guy confessed. And she was like,
Pikachu face.
Oh my god, I'm gonna lose my best friend.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
It's so mean, I don't wanna block him.
Yeah, my god.
No, but it's so awkward. Then like, how are you gonna go back to being best friends again?
Yeah. So that's why I say, why would you want to be f***ing friends first?
Actually, funnily enough, I have an exact story of that happening to me. But I think my friend handled it in such a great way. Now we're still great friends.
She go stun, is it?
She gave me space to go stun.
She what?
No, she gave me space to go stun. And I think that's highly important because a lot of times, right, when this happens in friend dynamic, then the girl reject the guy, then the friendship, right, ruined and gone forever.
Bluetooth, right? Disconnect. Yeah.
What song is that supposed to be?
I was thinking, that's the one, bro. That's the fucking song you made, bro.
Right, just, and then after that, there's no more follow-up, and then it's awkward, and then she's like, huh, but he liked me, huh, but... And then a woman also stressed, the man also stressed, and then after that, they listen to slow Chinese music, and then... Think about the friend zone. What my friend did was basically I confessed to her, and then I had an inkling that she didn't like me, right? So after I confessed to her, she encouraged me to tell her more, right? And say that like, tell me what you really want to say. Then I just told her lah. Then after that, I told her, say that like, yeah, I know you don't like me back. Then she mentioned that like, do you need some time to like recover a little bit? Then I said, yeah, I do. Then she told me, say that like, is it okay if we like don't chat for a while? And then once you're feeling better and whatever, right? Then let's be friends again lah. Then I was like, this is a foreign concept, very emotionally mature, right? And then after that, we did that. We kept quiet for a while, never spoke to each other, whatever. And then now we are great friends again. No more romantic attachments to each other.
That's great. That's the way it
and
should
I
be.
And I think that is how we should handle people instead of putting them in a friend zone. Because you put them in a friend zone, right? Sometimes you accidentally cause misery because low-key, a more poorly adjusted woman may be keeping that person there as an option.
Or just like validation on demand, VOD. Yes. It's like, I need some validation. Let me go and talk to him.
This is Cuckoo Bird.
His outfit nice?
Yeah, this kind of thing. This
You say like, nice. Hey, you handsome, but never ask them for date. Ooh.
Or
like,
I just clocked you saying this some Cuckoo Bird shit.
As in like, this is Cuckoo Bird.
Okay. I think you go, I mean, I feel like that is very mature. I think, honestly, I'll be honest, I'm not that mature.
I was so lucky.
I'm not that mature. Lah. If that happened to me, I just assume that she doesn't like men at all. No, it's just for me, what? Right? It's not offensive. I'm just saying that's how I cope with things. Like, and if you have a problem with that, you have a problem.
No, I understand that. Like, you get a rejection, you're like, it's because they have bad taste.
It's like, maybe she...
I think he gay.
I think maybe she is like married or like... You know, doesn't like men.
Yeah.
Allergic to sexiness.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Maybe she don't like guys with like great personality. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She don't like the bulging biceps.
I love how he goes into bitch mode when he feels his
Jessica.
Masculinity is being attacked.
Oh my gosh.
His alter ego is Jessica.
I think I'm overly like comfortable with my masculinity. If that makes sense. That's why I turn into such a slay girly when I'm passionate about something.
No, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Come
yeah.
enough to touch your friend's cocks.
Touching friend's cocks.
That's good in men. Like
very
if you
secure.
Can do all these like
gay shit,
opposite of masculinity things comfortably, right? That's how I know that
so
you are so amazing. Comfortable.
Yeah.
That's actually attractive in a man, you know.
Mm.
That's actually
so
attractive.
So when you see like you see a guy touching his let's cocks, just like just like sword fighting and cock swinging around. Daniel knows like the cock swinging and everything.
Homoerotic behavior in straight men is attractive.
I'm just gonna.
No, I love how comfortable he is in his masculinity. Not my choice of activity, but wow.
Okay.
So, look at the way he joggles his friend.
Look at the technique behind that joggle.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Well.
Like the topic that y'all were talking about, right? If you have been friends for super super long, and a history of friendship has been established, right?
Yes.
I do think it would be weird to suddenly confess because if nothing has been communicated, it is reasonable for the girl to assume that y'all have a friendship dynamic. But when I talk about like wanting to be friends first, right, it's never like, so it's not like you have been friends for 10 years and we both know like this is a friendship dynamic. It's like we can be friends first as in you get to know me as a friend. You don't try to do anything funny with me. You see my intrinsic traits, you know, as you would discover a friend. But I would never ever come out and friend zone you like, ew, don't touch me, like that kind of, you know.
I mean, how, I when will you draw the line? How will you differentiate?
Yeah. With dating, because dating, that's what you should be doing exactly. Also, ma.
Yeah, so maybe we don't need to have such firm lines because nobody really knows upfront in the beginning if I want to be with you, right? So maybe the focus should just be on connecting with people.
100%. How else are people dating?
Yeah, like, but then because people want to have all these like strict categories, like, am I in the friend zone or am I not? Then we just
do you guys want straight categories immediately after like first dates?
You know what? Good question.
So I mean, it's never
okay. Actually, I sometimes connect with my followers, right? And some of them say, right, that they are against dating multiple people. And I feel like the word date, right, is it can be interpreted in many different ways, right? But I am pro dating multiple people because it's not like you're, I mean, again, if you do want to do this, it's not my jurisdiction to judge. But like, if you're, it's not like you're f***ing a bunch of people, because that's a different sort of like aim, right? You're dating to, you know, just go on a date with this person to see if you vibe. Then the next person, the next week, and then slowly one by one will drop off. Right? And then the last one standing might be the person that you
physical
might.
Physical 100, and, right?
Yeah, correct. Like, you're just getting to know the person. You're doing activities. You're eating food. You're eating like maybe sashimi, and then the other person's like, oh yeah, I don't eat raw fish. I 100% can tell you that person is not for me because I love sashimi. I want to go to Japan and eat all the sashimi I can.
Yeah,
right?
She likes it raw. Fish. Sorry, that was a very low-hanging fruit.
They're going to use it as the intro of the...
Oh my god.
I needed a clip here.
It was an opportunity and you took it. No.
The games again.
And the joggle footage also. It's a tie between the...
We must try to beat his.
Yeah.
No, he's going to put the she likes it raw, then immediately it's the joggle footage.
Joggle sex. I'm just trying to beat his intro.
Pregnant?
we got on it.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to wrap up here. Thank you so much to USOV by Kempai for this amazing food. We're going to keep eating and keep drinking this Yuzu Tower. We've learned a lot about each other, I feel. Yeah, and I think Kate is definitely judging the hell out of me. That's fine.
I call it as I sees it, man.
It's part of the experience. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Cheers.